Right then, here we go. Deep Beats Hit Parade, episode 20. We got to 20 already, with me, Richie Hartness, and with Massi Milano, Alice.
Wow. That's getting better. Well, I mean, you've been exercising. You've been doing something, because the pronunciation is getting much better. It's still shit, but it's okay. I mean, I appreciate the effort, man.
Oh, I'm not the United Nations, am I? I'm just trying to say... Nobody calls you that. We just call you Massi.
No,
or Dave.
Dave, it's even easier, isn't it? Just go with Dave, man.
All right. So it's with me and Dave, who's drinking like a midget coffee. As the Italians do. Anyway, Deep Beats Hit Parade. We're back once again. We have had a break between recording 19 and this one of a few days. Nearly a week. And those that don't know how this really works, Massey's got three tracks that I haven't heard until we're about to play them, and I've got some tracks that he hasn't heard. We play them, we talk about them, and as everyone knows, Massi loves everything and I'm a miserable bastard and I hate everything. What have you been up to since we last recorded, which is all of 4 days?
Not much. Been listening to a lot of music, finally, which I haven't done in a long time. We got lots of promos to catch up on, promos that must have been expired by now. Apologize to all the lovely labels and producers that keep sending promos, but yeah, I'm getting there. It's good to be back on track for good. I must say, it's funny how I'm getting deep and morose already. You're the morose one. It's funny how in life you only realize how much you miss something when you don't have it anymore, isn't it? And I missed music a lot. Anyway, yeah.
I'm welling up.
I've destroyed the episode already.
I feel like we need our song playing in the background and maybe a little... You were blurring the background of the camera earlier on. It's kind of the soft edges. It's kind of romantic. Have you sent flowers to yourself to kind of remind yourself of the music that you love?
Funnily enough, there is a service that does that here in London. I mean, there are multiple services. And we got a flyer the other day and it says, deliver flowers to your door. And here's a 10. I'm actually do that.
Yeah, you could do with some flowers in the background.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah. It could remind you of the music that you loved, that you didn't know you loved until you didn't have it anymore. Right. Anyway, welcome to episode 20 of Ask Richie Anything and he'll kind of solve your problems. First problem we have is listening to Massey's first track.
Thank you. You're listening to Deep Beats Hit Parade. Hit Parade. Hit Parade.
Voices, those choruses, man. I mean, just beautiful, poetic, romantic, uplifting. So that was Richie. Obviously, doesn't agree with me. But anyway, so you just listened to Rocco. The track is called "Someday," and that was a remix from Brian Tapper. And this is out on Clubstar. And it was out at the beginning of January, so as you know, I'm catching up here. So nothing super fresh, but the release is called, just bear with me, Chalet Beat number 6, The Sound of Keith's Alps at Meyer Earl. Yeah.
That's got to be the worst pronunciation of anything we've ever done. And by the way, what's all this romantic shit? Or have you been like taking like some kind of tablets?
I don't know.
Like hormone replacements or something like that. You're all over the place. Get a grip of yourself. Not literally. Not on air.
Someone must have been dripping some stuff in my coffee. Yeah. I don't know what's going on.
In your coffee.
Yeah.
Right. What did I think of it? That's what you could ask me, isn't it?
Yeah. I have to.
It's kind of how
I don't want to.
It's like a hangover from episode 18 where you're just like stuck in 1994. How is that song just being released? That's like, oh, we'll just find something that we found on a B-side in 94 and we'll just rework it and stick it out. It's ages old, surely. It's like...
The remix name, it's actually Brian Tappert Rework. So, perhaps.
So, yeah. In your extensive research that you haven't done, is it a rework from a song from 1994? You don't fucking know, do you?
Now you're stressing me out, man. We should ask Brian Tapper and Rocco. Rocco, please. Can we know? Anyway, the label is from Germany. Changing subject.
Jeez. I don't know what's wrong with you. All this retro stuff. Is this when you really were really in love with music? Is this what it's come to? You're like going back through your childhood.
Yeah. So, but I don't know what the sounds of Keith's Alps. It sounds like a chalet. Something happened in the mountains somewhere. I think this place called Mayerl. Something happened. We don't know what. So, Rocco, Brian Tapper, if you're listening to this, which is most unlikely, can you let us know what party was this about?
It's not a fucking murder mystery. It's just a song with one of the worst sleeves ever designed, because it's supposed to look like a Chanel number 6 bottle, and it's like a pastiche a classic design but in like fluoro pink and some golden script. Oh, it's absolutely shit, as was the song. There you go. Why don't I tell you what I really think.
You're listening to Deep Beats Hit Parade.
Bastard is Demarcus Lewis. A fifth of that's the B&S concept remix. It's out on Moist Music, which it came out on March the 8th worldwide. There's a remix by Billion and Coral O'Connor on there as well. And for those that don't know, Moist Music is a Russian label, as so many are right now, run by Alex Moyse. Moyse Music. Moyse. Alex Moyse. See what he did there? And
genius.
It's really clever. But they are the fucking darlings of Traxsource at the moment. They're in every chart, everything.
Oh, wow.
They just can't do any wrong. And for somebody that was kind of like meh about Demarcus Lewis for years, kind of the last, maybe the last 6 months or something, he's grown on me immensely. And now I've picked him on this as well, so fuck me. What times change. Anyway, what did you reckon?
Good production. Demarcus. I respect the guy. I was waiting for the track to pick up at some point, to like start sparkling and stuff. But strangely enough, I really didn't. Maybe I got offended by your comments on the cover of my first track.
You're trying to give me a hard time in return.
Yeah, but I'm obviously not good because I'm a good person.
It's not in your nature, Massey.
It's not in my nature, so. But I don't know. It just I was waiting for something more exciting in the second bit of the track, and it didn't really happen for me.
Okay, fair enough. I can't win them all. Next one will, and but you know, my next one, your next one's probably just cannon fodder. Let's have a listen.
Thank you.
that was Pito, You Treat Me Like a Fool, which, you know, I can relate to this. You Treat Me Like a Fool.
What is wrong with you?
That's where our relationship is at, Richie. So let me say that again.
God. This is the last time I get you out of bed to do this.
So that was Pito, You Treat Me Like a Fool, Cassian remix, and this is out on Heist Recordings. And actually, this was out on a few days ago, on the 11th of February. So I'm catching up to you. I'm gonna get you back, mate. Pito, deep house, tech house, techno producer. He's got releases on Defected, Milk and Sugar, Sonar Collective. So a bit of an eclectic producer. Cassian is a duo from London, and very, very jazzy soul, broken beat influences, and Heist Recordings. I mean, I'm not gonna say anything because this is like the previous episode. If you don't know Heist Recordings, do your research, please. I mean, come on, get a grip. What do you think of the track?
Loved it. I love that one.
Oh wow, there you go.
Yeah, applause.
Wow, the unexpected.
Yeah.
Cue applause.
I liked the vocal because it was quirky and interesting and kind of kept you with it. Bass line was chunky and kind of got you wanting to move to it. And it just had a brightness, which, you know, I'm a big fan of Heist. They don't always get it right. Sometimes it's a little bit too weird for me. But that one is, that's the sweet spot. That one where it's kind of lively and dancey and it brings the energy and it's interesting and you could listen to that again.
What's interesting about their label is that they release, and I want to ask you something about this, they release every 8 weeks. They aim at releasing every 8 weeks, so every couple of months. What do you think of their strategy?
I didn't know that.
Okay.
I think it's probably a good strategy. Less is more these days. I mean, there's you know, as you and I know, wading through promos every week, you know, there's so many. You know, I mean, just going through this show, so even just like the 4 days since we recorded, the amount of releases that are 8th of March, you know,
and lots of stuff coming up.
You know, sister labels with releases on the 8th of March, so they're essentially going to have two releases to promote. Yes, to slightly different audiences, but generally, you know, it's one pool of people enjoying the music. You're making it, you know, surely you're making it hard for yourself. And, you know, you add to that that now people are doing promo releases on the retail stores as well. So you've now got releases overlapping. So you've got one in promo, one in actual full release. You've got another two coming. Fuck, it must be a lot of hard work. Doing it 8 weeks means you can focus on it. It probably means you can push the quality more. And let's be honest, everyone wants to get on Heist and be working with Detroit Swindle. So, you know, they've got the luxury of that. And they do vinyl as well, eh?
Yeah, if I remember well, they do. Yeah, no, it's a good one.
So they must be way in advance.
And it's on my list. It's on my bucket list. Release a song, at least one EP on their label. But anyway, that's it, man. I need attention today.
You need something, I tell you. More coffee. Or my second track. Brilliant segue. See what I did?
Right, here we go.
I keep saying here we go, like it's kind of like here we go, like it's the Dodgems or something at the fun fair. I should just say, and here is the next track.
Leave me fall, leave me now, 'cause I won't go. Feeling high, a lot of time not wasting mine, 'cause I don't know.
I'm a bit charged after listening to that, and I know what it sounds like.
Man,
this is Frail, not spelled I'd imagine, obviously, because no one does. And the track is called Meizu, original mix. That's coming out it's come out 8th of March on Society 3 Recordings, so that's Andy Back's label. And the artist, Frail, according to the promo guff, had his first release back in April, so he's a real newbie. And I'll be honest, that song is in my top ones of the year. It's just got a lot
already
kind of, you know, when they go goal of the season and it's like the first weekend of the football. Is goal of the season.
Wow,
it's just stunning vocal, amazing moods, a bit of piano. I was listening to that yesterday whilst stood on a beach as the sun set on the other side of the world.
Oh, you bastard.
So there was just this immense kind of darkness and the sea rolling in and stuff like that. Fuck, beautiful. Loved it. I don't really give a shit what you think of it. Because fucking whatever. It's like euphoric and moody and
I can just go and sit on in the lounge. I mean, it's fine. I can leave you to it.
I'll just talk to myself.
I'll be back in like 20.
It won't take me 20.
Well, I have to say a couple of things. The first one was, my first reaction listening to that was like, here it comes, the morose, depressing music that I don't need right now because I'm not in the right mood. I need happiness and flowers all around me and sunshine. And there is no sunshine here, although there was for the last 5 days, which is bizarre in London, but it was beautiful. Anyway, that said, no, if you do immerse yourself in the track, yeah, I agree with you. It is actually beautiful. Beautifully produced. The mood, it's. Do you know what it is? It's one of those tracks that... It's one of those that actually makes you think a lot. That's why perhaps I don't like it.
Oh God, what have I done? Okay, your turn. I always say that as well, don't I? Your turn. I should stop. I'm not in charge here.
But that's fine. You're announcing.
Right.
And it's my turn. Right. It's my turn.
Does that make me Gary Lineker and you're like Alan Shearer?
Yeah, well, I'd be happy with that. Lots of goals. Alan Shearer, man. Fuck, man.
Yeah, but you'd be boring as fuck. Anyway.
Yeah.
Fantasize.
So that was Master Christ. Track name is Fantasize, and that is featuring Jules Gabriel. And that was a Fallout remix. And this is out on Myriad Black Records. Apologies for the pronunciation. And it's on the Fantasize EP. And what about Master Crisis? He's a producer from Portugal, and also the founder of Myriad Black Records. And he has released on Suburban, Gregory House, Glasgow Underground, Lucid Flow, which we need to feature more. Anyway, what do you think of that, my man?
Didn't we have a Lucid Flow the other day?
Not the other day, but I'm sure we had in the past.
I've got one coming up on something else I do. Anyway, what did I think of that? I loved that one. I loved it. Kind of beautiful. Kind of, you know, not the same as my track before, but in the same kind of sweet spot for me. Just had all of the right elements. You've done fucking great today. You really nailed it. After a shit start, you've picked it up. That was quality. I could listen to that one.
Not as deep as your one, if you know what I mean.
But it's got similar kind of qualities to it. Kind of a great piece of vocal, a great musicality, a great mood and a great flow, and kind of took you with it, and you'd pay money for it. And ultimately that's what this is meant to be, isn't it? Kind of, would you go out and buy it? Would you buy it on vinyl? Would you buy it digital? Would you play it more than once? Fuck yeah. Loved that. It was great.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'll later now introduce my third and final track of the afternoon. Please enjoy. Glass Slipper, I Remember Love. That is the Daniel Ray remix. I've always been a big fan of Daniel Ray, and he's continuing some quality, moody kind of remixes there. And that is out on the 15th of March, TrackSource promo, and comes out worldwide on the 29th of April on Matt Preen's Oh So Coy Recordings.
Well, they're doing well, aren't they? It's a really good remix. I was listening to the original as well, and obviously the original has like lots of vocals in it. But yeah, but still a very good remix. I haven't followed Daniel Ray. I know the name rings a bell again. I haven't followed him in the last month, so I'm not sure what he's up to right now.
Doesn't do a lot. He was on one of my compilations ages ago. Really good
maybe
track.
That's why. Maybe
really
that's
good track.
Why.
And then he vanishes, and then he pops up here and there. I think he's done a lot of stuff with Matt on Osu Koi over the years. I think that's where I first heard him. And I think he's just one of those people that kind of is really low key, but he does a lovely job when he kind of gets an arrangement. And to be honest, I found the vocal ones all a bit too full on for me. But that one was that one just caught my attention because it was kind of a beautiful, sensitive rework. And you know, to take a vocal track and not use the vocal is pretty ballsy.
Yes, it is. I think you say it right. It's a very sensitive. Remix. It's very. I would say, oh my gosh, flowers and stuff today. But that's how I feel. It's very delicate. I don't know. It comes across very, very, very. You know, very gentle. A good, really good work. I liked it a lot. And and if I may, big shout out to Glass Slipper. They're doing really well. They also have another release on Color and Pitch, which is kind of a little bit different, I think. But you know, Color and Pitch. He likes to push the boundaries. Big shout out to them. They're doing really well. Hi guys. And I think that's the end of it. We got the classic now. Yep. But I think there was. Can I just say, that was a very nice way to close the show. I have to admit. And yeah, that was a really nice track, man.
You're getting soft.
I know. We should move to the classic. Which is another beautiful piece of history in music. So you're going to listen to Blades. The track is called Most Precious Love, and this is the Dennis Ferrer Future 3000 remix. And the voice is from one of the queens, Barbara Tucker. I mean, what a voice. So once again, that was Blaze. Track is called Most Precious Love. Dennis Ferrer, Future 3000 remix. This was out on King Street Sounds in 2004. What do you think, Richie?
It's a classic. I mean, that's a proper classic. You know, it's much better than that horn stuff that you were peddling last time you got a go.
You really didn't like that, eh?
No, it's just, even when I listened back to the show, I still didn't like it. I like everything when I hear it back in a different context. But yeah, that's a classic. I mean, Blaze was just so big, weren't they? And then they vanished. And Barbara Tucker, what can you say? It's a hallmark of quality, isn't she? And, you know, it's a great remix. The keys are amazing. The atmosphere is good. It doesn't sound anywhere near as old as that. When you consider the first track you played sounded older than that, it's just kind of crazy that they were ahead of their time. They created amazing music, and that, you know, that's quite up tempo as well. You know, everything's so much slower and moodier now. But energy, loved it. Nice one.
Fantastic. Well, what a way to end the show, man.
Uh-huh. We're just kind of did quite a love in. You started with love, and we've ended with love.
There you go. Yes. Woohoo! Oh,
love is all around us, as Wet, Wet, Wet once said.
But anyway, look at there.
Yeah, he's got the vinyl. He's flashing the vinyl. King Street.
The sound of vinyl.
Looks a good nick. Have you ever played it?
Oh, yeah. Quite often. Well, actually, it's the cover is a good nick. It's decent. It's decent.
Yeah. It looks all right from this distance. Right. What should we say? So, you've just listened to the show, so you really don't need to know this, but you may need to tell people that really should be listening to this kind of stuff. So, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, search out Strictly Underground Music or Strictly UM. Give us a follow on Instagram. Plenty of things get up there. Massey's always putting up tracks for the day and stuff like that, so plenty to keep you entertained on there, and the odd bit of abuse from somebody like me. As well, you can find us on Facebook, YouTube, all the usual places. You can even find us on SoundCloud, but we were discussing earlier that we might be the only people on SoundCloud anymore.
So bizarre.
Maybe not. But that's it. Episode 20 wrapped up. That was a good one. I enjoyed that, and we'll
Fantastic.
Be back next time with more. Thanks very much, Massey.
Thanks. Thank you, Ishii. Always a pleasure.
Always a chore.
And don't forget, peace out.
Peace. Mic drop. I've no idea what it is.